this is Rainbow Bee. It is a lovely afternoon, and I thought I would go ahead and answer a questionnaire. It's a fun little activity. With all of my non-sexy, sexual, sensual audios, I'm recording in my backyard, sitting on my porch, chilling. So you will hear nature, birds abound. You may hear the road. You might hear a train. You might hear my dogs. I'm just apologizing for the road and any other unpleasant sounds that might pop up, but we're just gonna have to deal with it. So, Petal's fifth questionnaire. What is your love language? Question number one. I certainly do the gifts sort of thing, where if I'm out somewhere and I see something and I think, hey, so-and-so would like that, I'll get it for them. As like, hey, I saw something I thought you would like, and so I got it for you. So that's resulted in me making some handmade gifts for people and buying, like, snacks for people and just that sort of thing, I guess. I mean, yeah, like, there's other ways that I express my love for people, but honestly, like, the biggest thing would be gifts. I guess, like, of the examples, like, words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, physical touch, I'm pretty socially awkward. So I don't feel comfortable with most things. I feel like I'm making a fool of myself. With gifts, it's easy to just throw something at a person and run away and then peek and see if they like it. Number two, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? My favorite kink? My favorite? That's difficult, because, alright, I definitely like the kind of bondage. I like being tied up. I like I don't know, like, I was always sneak, like, the how and when of discovering it, I was always sneaking off and finding romance novels and reading them, and romance novels are ridiculous, by the way, but moving on. Like, don't know. Like, I realized very early that I was kinky. But I like pain, so I ended up joining sites that were like BDSM sites, you know, look into that. And when on the site that I had joined, there was this whole thing of like a checklist of what you like or don't like, and that was like, I don't know what my favorite kink is. It changes on my mood, but like for certain I discovered my kink, whatever my favorite kink is, like going through checklists about what kinks you have. And even though I did answer the first one, how did I find GWA? Someone told me about it because they knew I liked audio porn. So they directed me over here. Because, you know, why not help a friend out, right? 3, what do you wear to bed? That depends on the season. The hotter it gets, the less clothes I wear. At this point, it's starting to get pretty warm. It's like the middle of May. It has been consistently in the mid to high 90s the past few weeks. So I'm just starting to wear booty shorts and a camisole. As it gets hotter, you know, I'm gonna lose clothes until I'm just sleeping naked, because sometimes it's just too damn hot for clothes. 4, where are you answering this questionnaire? I'm on my little porch in my backyard. Yeah. 5, what's your favorite kind of soup? My favorite kind of soup. If you ask me in the comments, I will tell you my favorite recipe. It is like a oven roasted tomato soup. It's so good. And I can just make it and just, it's so good. And I highly recommend it. It takes a while. Like, my oven takes like almost 40 minutes to get them caramelized to how I like the tomato. But during that time, I'm like building up the rest of the soup, like sauteing onion and celery and carrots and garlic, onion, and just working that up, and then adding water and some bay leaf. Like, I know people are like, one bay leaf, but I put 3. It doesn't matter what size of a dish I am cooking. I put 3. I don't know why. I know it's wasteful, but it's almost a compulsion. Like, I don't need to do it. But I have a freaking big thing of bay leaves. I'm not terrified of running out of bay leaves anytime soon. And I like the savoriness that it gives the soup anyway, so. Yeah, just build up that soup while the onion is caramelizing. Onion? No. Well, the tomato, you know, I will not spend like a half hour telling you about this soup. Instead, I will just tell you it is like a oven roasted tomato soup with cream in it, and it is good. And if you ask me, I will write out a recipe in the comments. 6. How do you pronounce? Oh, a series of words. Oh, now I feel like my tongue is stupid. Alright. I say caramel. I say data. I say both. I don't feel comfortable saying either one. Either one feels like I'm saying it wrong. Route, pecan, aunt, though I have an aunt who insists on being aunt. Envelope, pajamas, crayon. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? No. Nah. Just, I'm not my type. And that's a simple answer there. I am not my type. And it's kind of incestuous. No, that not my deal here. 8. Say your partner or potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? I really love listening to people who are, like, passionate and knowledgeable about something. My go-to answer here would be history, like, Oh, there is a fierce nature battle. There is a mockingbird harassing a grackle. Mockingbirds are insane. Certain subject, history. I am totally down to listen to someone tell me about history. That is my jam. And that's one of the things I like about making friends outside of the U.S. because the way history is taught is different. I mean, I've always, like, had online friends from around the world. Like, I've had some British friends. I have been friends with them for ...14 years? Somehow we have maintained our friendships from the olden days of MySpace. but I love listening to them, specifically, they're Welsh, and they'll talk about Wales and the Iron Lords and that sort of thing. And that's really interesting. I like hearing that that kind of history that, is specific to an area that kind of gets glossed over. Because those are the most interesting. Like, they have the most people interaction going on. And history is just people interacting with people. So I like when it's a lot more personal like that. And even if it's like broader sweeping history, like, it's great listening to someone talk about that because of how it makes them feel like that they would want to talk about it. That really, I like that. That passion and just history is like my favorite thing. Science can be interesting, but if you start getting too technical about it, like, there's long names. And if you start rambling off a lot of numbers, like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going. Getting into jargon, that's one of the things. Like, history, you pretty much know everything, but it's not going to be any jargon. Jargon makes it difficult. I mean, language is interesting. I'm gonna stop because I'm going on wild tangents and you don't want to hear me go on wild tangents. I mean, maybe you do. But I'm feeling self-conscious and I'm gonna move over to question 9. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? Like 24, I think, is really the youngest that I'm comfortable with. Older, like 49, I could be persuaded, by an attractive older person, beyond 49, but like they'd have to be pretty exceptional. And at that point, why would they be interested in me? And I don't, no. I'm skipping questions and things that I'm saying in my head because, too many wild tangents. But, so, how. There are little spiders, little jumping spiders. I'm not scared of spiders, but when there's a little spider suddenly rushing at you, that can be a little, So, 10. Has anyone ever told you sound like someone else, a celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? No. No one has ever told me I sound like a celebrity or a cartoon character. I've been mistaken for my mother on over the phone before. But yeah, not really, no. 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? Well, People have told me before that they've thought as like early to mid 20s. So I'm going to assume that's what most people think my like how old my voice makes me sound. I guess like it's not far off, I mean. Twelve, are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there any food you like that most other people don't? I don't think I'm a picky eater. Like, I'm willing to try most anything. The foods that I absolutely will not eat would be like, well, I'm not gonna eat monkey brains. That is just, no, generally brains, no. another thing I won't eat, I will not eat a ghost pepper. One time, I ate an apple that had been on a counter near a ghost pepper, and the side of the apple that was closest to the ghost pepper was spicy. They were not touching, they were just near each other, and that was a very spicy apple. That is not something I want to experience. I do not want to try a ghost pepper. Is there any food you like that most other people don't? I like Brussels sprouts. I've only ever had them roasted, and cooked by myself. So, I don't know how other people prepare Brussels sprouts. But I like the way that I make them. I like sushi. That can freak people out with the raw fish. And I like wasabi, which even, you know, if you are into sushi, a number of people can be meh about wasabi. But, like, we don't even really have wasabi here in the States. It's horseradish, tinted green. But whatever. Moving right along. Thirteen. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I'm not really fixated on any one place. I want to know about everyone, everything, for however long I can do that in my life. Anthropology is, like, just awesome. As, like, a specific country, culture, time period. No, I don't have a specific. I want to explore them all in their own good time. I go through cycles and I'll, like, learn about them, like, I don't know. I don't really have a good answer here. My answer is, no, I don't have a certain country, culture, time period. But that seems like such a lame answer because it's not like I have a disinterest in it. It's just, I have too much interest in too many places and times. So, I can't ramble on forever about everything. 14. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Like, I fall in love quite easily, but I rarely act on it. So, if I fall in love with someone and don't act on it, that's which is most of the time. That's just, like, exhausting. So, yeah, I could go the rest of my life without falling in love. I already am married, and, you know, we have a very loving relationship. He still gives me butterflies after, we've known each other about 11 years now. Yeah, we started dating about 11 years ago, and we've been together, and, like, we still give each other butterflies, so, I mean, I'd be okay not falling in love again, because I already am in love with someone. Oh, like, I'm a big believer of, like, the Greek concepts of different types of love, because even if I am romantically in love with someone, it's different. like it's not the same. It's got different qualities to it. This is not. These questions keep making me want to go on wild tangents, and I'm just gonna move on to the next question. 15, do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? I am pale, and the sun burns. Actually, I'm starting to get tan from sitting out on my porch, chilling these past few days. I'm sitting on my porch. I'm getting tanned, well, mostly in the shade. I'm getting freckles, and I know my face is in the shade, just near sunlight, and that's enough. That is enough to start tanning me and stuff. 15. What were your favorite shows as a child? Well, I loved Looney Tunes. Saturday morning there was like a block with different Looney Tunes, and That was just the best. I also really liked Recess. That was from Disney. And I liked it. It was like how kids imagine the world, but it was really how it was. So that was fun. I really like Reading Rainbow. I loved watching Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street, but that's younger. Like when I got to like to middle school, like my favorite shows were like Digimon, Sailor Moon, and Dragon Ball Z, because those were on. Um, 17, what is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're a vegan, blah 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 blah. I am not vegan, but if I was pressed to name my absolute favorite protein of anything, I would say chickpeas. Hummus is tasty. I make a damn fine curry that uses chickpeas in it. Not plant-based, I guess, shrimp. Oh god, I love shrimp. Followed by chicken for more practicality. 18, are you interested in true crime? Not really. Not the way that it gets presented. Like, every time I've ended up seeing like one of those true crime shows, it's just like you're trying so hard to be hardcore and intense, and it's just making me feel like this is the silliest bullshit. And that's just not my deal. 19, what are your hard limits sexually? Well, I'm not into water sports or scat. Blood play just seems like a way to transmit all of the communicable diseases. Incest majorly squicks me out. It's just not my deal. Um, 20. Do you like reality television? I like the reality shows that are like in Alaska, like Life in the Wilderness. Like, that is, like, it has true crime's problem of trying so hard to be so cool. But I forgive it because I learn little snippets of, like, survival skills and stuff. And, like, I'm not going to need it. But I like knowing how, like, these little tricks and things of, if it happens. If nothing else, it makes it great for when I am acting as a DM or even just as a player, if I was playing a ranger or something. For like D&D or Pathfinder or whatever, you know, those knowing real life survival things makes the roleplay more fun. I mean, to me. Maybe not to everyone else. What do you think of pegging? I don't feel strongly about it one way or the other. Like, it's not an interest of mine, but if my partner is into it, I would oblige. I have a strapless strap on from times with, but, you know, I'd be happy to do something that would be pleasing to my partner, but I'm not going to suggest it, on my own. It's just not something that comes up on my radar. Train 2. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? Kids are so innocent. Like, they're just practicing the skills to be, you know, adults later on. They don't know what they're doing, but it's okay because that's the point. At that age, they're learning. They're figuring out what is acceptable and what works. And, you know, they're starting to learn how to treat each other. Basically, kids are just more innocent and perhaps more earnest than adults, because they haven't had their hearts broken several times. 23. Do you like raw onions in your food? Yeah. Like, not everything, but yeah. I like raw onion in, like, pico de gallo, or, like, raw onion in, hamburger, raw onion on a hot dog, I mean, how often does the choice of raw onion come up, though? Like, when does that come up, besides those instances that I said? 24, can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Let me see. Nope. Nope. To test something out, I was like, well, what if I hold my ring finger still? And then I couldn't curl my pinky. Oh my god, that is... Why can't I curl my pinky? Just because I'm holding my finger straight. Oh, that is hilarious. And yeah, it's true with the other hand. That is a thing. 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full on cuddling? Blah! Drop a thing on my face. What did I do here? Alright. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? That depends on the season and how hot it is. Winter, I am made of ice and need to steal my partner's warmth to survive the winter nights. But as it gets warmer, it's more like, stay on your side of the bed and just don't touch me. I don't know, my husband, he has, like, just all the body heat. And, like, his hands are so hot, and it's like, no, don't touch me, it's too hot. But even then, it's like, sometimes we'll just, like, get to sleep while holding hands. And that makes me feel good. So... 26, do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? No. Well, my mother has a membership, and you know, she'll ask me to go with her because my presence keeps her from just getting too much stuff. And Costco, I mean, have you been in there? If you get anything, you already have gotten too much of that thing. Like, I got some leggings at Costco, and they're, like, my favorite leggings. But they're three identical pairs, and it's like, well, I guess it's good to have backups. 27, what is the sexiest scenario that you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? Medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, 50-foot tall woman, etc. I like vampires. I never grew out of it. I would love for a vampire to seduce me. And say if I was in medieval ages, I would love for a Viking to kidnap me. The Vikings were actually clean. It would be an improvement. Moving on. 28, what's a fashion trend of your youth that you find absolutely atrocious now? I remember shoulder pads, and I hated how they looked, and when I was made to dress up fancy, I hated the shoulder pads on me, and it was, like, just the worst. Just absolutely the worst. Uh, 29, what is your favorite accent? Also, please describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. See, I like accents. I like a lot of accents. Like, to me, my own voice sounds plain, and it's just, you know, how everyone talks. And accents are like, suddenly there's something interesting to it. I guess I'd say British accents are, but you know, that's so, because there's a lot of British accents, so it's like, which British accent? And we'll just say British with like kind of a shrug and move on to the second part about the quality of a voice that would draw me in. I like voices that are lower than my own. Men, women, they have an octave lower than me, not even a whole octave. I don't know what I'm saying. Like, just a little bit, lower than my own voice. And, just a lower voice than me. Not to the point where I can't understand what's being said over the rumble of the voice itself, but lower voices. And I guess it's like, I don't know, there's a quality, like, a confidence, like, a confidence in what they're saying and what they're doing. That really makes me feel like I'll just say confidence. Like if you're talking about like sexually something about a voice, like if they have just like the way that they talk, it's like the promise of all the things that they'll do when we're alone or whatever, that's like not just saying that these sexy things, but like saying it in a way that's like they are picturing that and they're willing that to you, and you can't help but start to think of it as well. It's not just them saying it, it's them presenting it to you. It's not just the words, the tone, the promise of it. That's nice. That draws me in. Thirty. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, or do you flirt back sometimes? Generally, I'm a pretty flirty individual. Online when I'm not terrified. Though I have been told by other people that I'm flirty sometimes, even in real life, which I'm always surprised about. Those instances I just thought I was feeling more confident in myself and just, you know, talking. But, I mean, I like flirting. It's fun. It is. Like, flirting, like, without any expectation from either individual involved, flirting is just fun. Thirty-one, do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? No, I don't. Like, the culture I grew up in, it does that. I've had strangers just like, well, that'd give you a regional thing, and I don't know how much I want to give away about myself. But, like, it's... I mean, it depends on how well, like, I know the person. Like, there's a degree of how, you know, how personal a pet name can be. Like, there's impersonal ones, being from the South, like honey, sweetie, sugar, like those are just they're impersonal. They're not, there's like, they're not super, you know, intimate. like, The impersonal ones are fine from strangers. If it gets like intimate kind of pet names, that's no. I mean, like, maybe if the chemistry I was having with that person was just perfect, I wouldn't mind it at all. But I don't know that that's gonna be a thing, so I'm just gonna say, yeah. Like, I don't mind the impersonal ones. I don't mind impersonal pet names from strangers. 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? Well, I don't know. And I have strange tastes. There was this girl at my last job. And I just thought she was, like, had the most gorgeous, like, curve to her jaw, and, like, everything about her was, like, amazingly perfect. And she had, when the underbite, is that when the bottom jaw is in front of the top, like that, like, it's, I mean, considered, you know, it's not, like, it's, I guess it would be considered an imperfection, but it was, she was beautiful. Like, it was, that curve of her jaw, it was just, and, like, the set in her eyes, and then the previous person that I thought saw was like, damn, they're hot. Like, it was completely different, like, characteristics, like, different things. It had, like, there's not, I don't know what it is. Like, I guess if it's something interesting, it doesn't have to be perfect. It needs to be interesting and work well with the rest of your features. Like, something that makes you stand out. And as long as it's not, like, something that, you know, like, doesn't work well. I am terrible at answers. I am sorry, folks. 32 is basically je ne sais quoi. That's the answer. It's just like they have a certain je ne sais quoi. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about on your fingers and toes? I was actually thinking about this the other day. I've had more than 10 sexual partners, but less than 20. And I found it funny because, I've had twice as many female or non-binary lovers, partners than I've had male partners, and like half of the male partners are from one occasion and were not repeated. I just thought it was a funny thing. 34, have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA? Like, I comment on everything. I don't know if I have a favorite, though. What is a favorite? Like, I don't... talking to people, but I'm really bad at it. I'm so bad at it. And then I beat myself up over it for days about how bad I am at it. I can be a little bit capricious in my likes. So I don't have a favorite poster. Performer poster. Yeah. I don't have a favorite. But if I like an audio, I'm going to comment on it. The poster responds back, well, then communication has happened. So thank you for your time listening to me ramble for almost an hour. Oh my god, why did you listen to me for an hour? Well, I hope you had fun listening to me ramble and try to keep myself from going on wild, crazy tangents. Thank you for your time. And I hope you have a good one, and just take it easy, folks. Bye.